Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The center fielder, Pat McNulty. Batting third. The right fielder, Cliff Lee. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Harvey Hendrick. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Freddie Spurgeon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank McRae. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dutch Levson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dutch Levson. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting third. The left fielder, Bill Lamar. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Poole. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Walt French. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Carl Husta. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Rommel. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Eddie Rommel. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Husta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a fly ball into left field. Jamison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lamar moves to second. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lamar scores. Simmons moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick bunts towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon hits a pop-up towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lamar. Hodapp reaches second base with a double. Sewell scores. It's Indians, 1, Athletics, 1. Frank McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive towards short. Hust reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a pop-up towards third. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Husta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Husta hits a fly ball into right field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel takes first base on ball 4. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Rommel moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hendrick fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dutch Levzon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levzon strikes out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop misplays the ball. That's an error on Bishop. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0 for 1 in the game. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Husta fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jameson moves to second. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simmons. Lee reaches second base with a double. Jameson scores. McNulty moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 0 in the game. Hendrick strikes out. Two outs. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0 for 1 in the game. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Husta fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McNulty scores. Lee moves to third. Sewell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Indians. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lamar hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lee. Lamar reaches second base with a double. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lamar moves to third. One out. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Poole hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lamar scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Poole moves to third. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0 for 1 in the game. French strikes out. Two outs. Carl Husta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Husta is 0 for 1 in the game. Husta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frank McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dutch Lovsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lovsen is 0 for 1 in the game. Lovsen bunts towards first. Poole scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lovsen for the out. McRae moves to second. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McNulty hits a fly ball into left field. Lamar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lee hits a line drive to center field. Simmons throws towards third. Hale fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hale. McRae scores. Jameson moves to second. It's 4-2, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. French settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rommel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a fly ball into center field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendrick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hodapp takes first base on ball 4. Frank McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a pop-up towards short. Husta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Lamar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Poole hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dutch Lovson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lovson is 0-for-1 in the game. Lovson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lamar. Lovson reaches second base with a double. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Husta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lovson moves to third. One out. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McNulty takes first base on ball 4. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McNulty. The throw from Cochran and he is out, Bishop applying the tag. Two outs. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lee takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Lamar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-2 in the game. French hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Husta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Husta is 0-for-2 in the game. Husta hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rommel takes first base on ball 4. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Rommel moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-3 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon misplays the ball. That's an error on Spurgeon. Bishop moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-2 in the game. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Poole scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hendrick for the out. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Husta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a pop-up towards short. Husta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lamar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lamar moves to second. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Poole hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hendrick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Poole for the out. Lamar moves to third. Simmons moves to second. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hale strikes out. Two outs. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0 for 3 in the game. French hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frank McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dutch Lovson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lovson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lovson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bishop reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Red Holt pinch hits for Carl Husta. Red Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt takes first base on ball 4. Bill Bagwell pinch hits for Eddie Rommel. Bill Bagwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagwell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Holt moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 4 in the game. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Lamar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Red Smith now playing shortstop. Slim Harris now pitching. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McNulty takes first base on ball 4. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lee bunts towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. McNulty moves to second. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. French settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 3 in the game. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McNulty scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spurgeon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hendrick moves to third. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Spurgeon. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Spurgeon steals second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hodapp takes first base on ball 4. Frank McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a pop-up towards short. Smith misplays the ball. That's an error on Smith. Hendrick scores. Spurgeon scores. Hodapp moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-2, Indians. Dutch Levzon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levzon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Levzon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Poole hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Levzon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Simmons moves to second. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0 for 4 in the game. French hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Levzon fields it and throws to third for the out. Hale moves to second. Two outs. Frank Welch pinch hits for Red Smith. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.